Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for all your tweets, your Facebook posts. I see some of your questions rolling in for Ask Amy Anything. We'll get to that next hour. Same time, same great channel or station. Every week we do a hump show and we do Ask Amy Anything. And it gives you something to look forward to. I think most of you do look forward to it. And also puts me on the spot. So you can send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Don't send them to me because I'm not the one who decides which questions are asked. Believe it or not, I don't see the questions before producer Chris poses them to me. So that's all him. He actually took last Ask Amy off. And so, or was it the week before? It's 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So he was suspended 2 weeks ago. Oh, sorry. He was on a sabbatical 2 weeks ago during Ask Amy and the Hump Show. And it was the first time he'd missed it since he took over. And so it was Dave instead. Dave is now sick. That's what happens when you fill in on Hump Show. We hope that he'll be back soon. But we've got Brian with us, and we'll need your questions. So again, next hour, either on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So you've got our phone number as well, 855-212-4227. Love to hear from you if you want to talk preseason football. We've got some more news that we'll get to. The owner and chairman of the New York Giants talking about his rookie quarterback as well as his veteran quarterback. And we still have Jerry Jones and Tony Romo commenting on these negotiations that have been all the rage. In fact, we spent a good portion of last night's show talking about Dak Prescott and where he should fall on the quarterback gets paid food chain. The flow chart, the quarterback gets paid flow chart. Where should he fall on it? And so you'll get to hear from the owner of the Cowboys, as well as from Tony Romo, who was a guest on CBS Sports HQ today. So we'll take those questions too. I wasn't planning on giving much attention to the theft that occurred in the Bay Area, the Alex Rodriguez rental car, even though the details are pretty staggering. I wasn't actually planning on talking about it. I don't know why. I don't want to make fun of anything that happened to him just because it's frustrating, especially when he says that some of the items are irreplaceable. And so he issued a statement after his rented SUV that was parked about three blocks from Oracle Park, after that was broken into. And he lost jewelry and electronics and a bag of some sort. And his statement says this: I'm saddened that several items that were of a personal nature and irreplaceable with sentimental value were taken. I am encouraged that local law enforcement has security footage of the crime and are doing all they can to get the items back. He was apparently having dinner with the crew of Sunday Night Baseball, and that car was broken into. The items taken: watches, jewelry, a laptop, a camera, $500,000, a rough total reportedly. And it's good to know that the police are making the case a high priority. And I don't mean because it's Alex Rodriguez. I mean because there apparently is a rash of smash and grabs in the Bay Area. They've had a ton of car thefts. I read an article on it, actually. The numbers are staggering, in the thousands of car thefts. And this has been going on for several years. So the authorities are trying to have more foot patrols in the area, and they're seeing some impact where the rate of car thefts has started to drop. But it's unfortunate that he got caught up in it, and also that so many people, thousands and thousands of people, have had personal items taken from their cars. And so I'm not making light of it at all, but $500,000 sitting in your rental car? So I was trying to put myself in A-Rod's shoes. He's obviously on the go a lot this time of the year. Who knows how often he's ever home? Because he does Sunday night baseball, but you know, he also makes appearances all over the majors. He's in high demand. His fiance, Jennifer Lopez, is doing a tour, and he frequently pops up on tour. He'll post photos, not just of her shows, but also time spent with his daughters. And so he's a really busy guy. And so maybe these items of a personal nature were items that he wants with him when he travels. I do not begrudge a human being who's earned as much money as he has, who's worked as hard as he has, nice things. A-Rod has the money to buy them, so he can buy them. And I'm trying again to understand why it would all be sitting in the car, in a rental car. But maybe it's because he hasn't been home or won't be home in a couple of months and wants to have these items with him. Maybe it makes him feel better about traveling or living out of a suitcase. Makes him feel like he can have a bit of his home with him when he's on the road. I mean, for those of us who've ever gone through a stretch where you've had to live out of a suitcase, I can understand why you'd want some personal items with you. I'll give you an example. When I was working at my previous network, before I moved into the neighborhood of my previous network, I was commuting one way, 111 miles. On a good day, an hour and 45 minutes. And I was doing all kinds of crazy hours. And I didn't do it every day. I would go and I would stay for a couple days and I'd go home. Sometimes all I could do was go home, empty a bag, get clean clothes, take care of my cats, fill my gas tank, turn around, get back in the car. That's all I had time for. And so I did have various items in my car with me. Now, did I have $500,000 worth of stuff? I mean, everything I own is not worth $500,000. So no, not when you work in radio. But I can certainly understand keeping some items in your car if you're on the road a lot. Now, his happened to be a rental car, so he's flying here and there. And no doubt, if there are thieves who are casing the area, either they saw him and knew it was him and knew it was his vehicle, or you're just looking for rental vehicles that are high profile and expensive. And so he's an easy target. But I was thinking, so this is how I'll turn it into a question. Right now, think about what you have in your vehicle, whether it's a rental car, whether it's a truck you're driving, whether you're going home from work, whether your car is sitting in your driveway, whether you're at work and your car is sitting outside like mine. They had 4 or 5 blocks all roped off so nobody could park. So I parked 4 or 5 blocks up the street. And I did think about it when I got out of my car. Huh. Is there anything in my car right now that I don't want stolen? Now, I'm pretty careful. I'm pretty religious about locking doors. My mom has been drilling this in my brain since I was old enough to drive. It used to annoy the crap out of me. She would call me, "Did you lock the doors in the car?" right after I left the house. Why do the cars need to be locked? Or why do the doors need to be locked when I'm moving? Because you never know what might happen. You could be at a light and somebody could come up and try to open your doors and get in the back seat. My mom has been telling me this since I was going through driver's ed. And so I always lock the doors in my car the second I get in. And I always lock the doors to my house when I'm inside. It's just, I feel like it's smart as a single woman. Even though I do have a very loud dog who thinks the doorbell is the devil. Oh my gosh. I can't even hear the doorbell and my dog goes ballistic. It's the only time she goes crazy, when someone knocks or when someone uses the doorbell. Either way, I'm pretty careful about not drawing attention to myself. I carry mace. I carry an alarm, and I mean a really loud, one of those crazy obnoxious alarms, not a car alarm, like one of those really loud alarms that you buy that will cause you to go deaf if you listen for it too long. And so mom's pretty careful about making sure I know how to be safe and how to be aware of my surroundings. And so I was trying to think about the most expensive thing in my car right now. I mean, I have a Sirius XM radio that's probably 5 years old. And I cover it up with a towel when I get out of the car, like a, you know, little, not a towel, but like a little, one of those like little throw cloths that I use to wipe the dash sometimes. And I have a GPS, which is down on the floor in the passenger seat. But you know what? That thing's got to be 10 years old. It's one of those old Garmins that half the freaking time doesn't work. You're waiting for it to find the satellite and it doesn't work. Ugh, how many times I've sworn at that thing with words like crap, you suck. So I don't think I have anything worth even like $50 in my car. So right now, what's the most expensive thing you have in your car? Or is there anything in your car that you would be really attached to if someone stole it? I have a couple of maps, like paper maps, that are sentimental to me only because I had them when I first started driving. When I was in high school, my mom, my brother, and I would take road trips for vacation. For instance, my senior year, my brother's junior year in high school, we took a trip from New Hampshire to Disney. And it was great, and we drove. And we took turns driving. And so that was before GPS, before smartphones. So we used paper maps. So I have these old paper maps that are wrinkled. They've been wet. They've been through the wringer. And they move from car to car. I don't even have my golf clubs in my car right now because I didn't want to leave them in my car when I went to Cuba. I'm trying to think what else is in my car that's... The only other thing of sentimental value would be my old New Hampshire license plates. I keep them because it's my first car that I ever had was, well, it was the family car, but it has New Hampshire plates on it. Live free or die, baby. So that's it. But maybe you have a laptop in your car. When I travel and I take my laptop, I stuff it in the trunk. I put the laptop bag in the trunk underneath other luggage or behind other luggage. When I go to a baseball game or a football stadium and I'm driving, let's say a member of the media happened to be driving, I always put any valuables in the trunk so they can't be seen. Although you would think his SUV would have had tinted windows, probably did. But I always put everything in the trunk that's even remotely valuable to me. And so I feel bad for him, but I feel like this is an interesting question. What is the most expensive thing in your car right now? Do you have anything that's worth, say, $1,000? $2,000? I mean, this is kind of a funny question to ask radio people because we just don't have that kind of stuff. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or also on our Facebook page. Or if you want to give us a call, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. I have some compassion for Alex Rodriguez. What if there were photos stolen? Or it was a gift from his kids that he takes with him everywhere. I have a couple items in my purse with me right now that were given to me by my nieces. So I have some jewelry on that was given to me by my family. I would never leave it in a car, but that's just me. Maybe he didn't want to flaunt his $200,000 watch at dinner. But in a rental car? Just nope, I wouldn't do it. He has more trust in humanity than I do, apparently. So 855-212-4227 or on our social media. Thanks so much for tuning into The Hump Show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Just wrong. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio with our toll-free line, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS, and it's brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. So, what is the most expensive or most sentimental item you have in your car right now? And as someone who drives a lot, I do. I put a good 30,000 miles on my car every year. I bought my car, my current vehicle. I mean, I bought it used. It had 15,000 miles on it when I bought it. But I put 51,000 miles on it in 2 years. So roughly 25,500 miles per year. I do a lot of driving because none of my family's in the area. And I really enjoy road trips. And so there are times when I have expensive stuff in my vehicle, but it doesn't stay there. And at, you know, stretches during the spring and summer, I'll have my golf clubs in my car, but they don't stay there very often either because I need the room sometimes. The dog takes up a lot of space. So 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, we got a spot where you can weigh in. Just look for Alex Rodriguez's mug. David says, the tailgate to my truck, it's been stolen once. It took the jerk 13 seconds. The tailgate, wow. I mean, if it's retrofitted for your car, for your truck, I mean, I guess that could be expensive. Let's talk to Daniel, who's in Stockton. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy, love your show.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you for a long, long time. I love it.
I am old.
Well, I just recently found out that back in May, I overpaid my escrow account for my, you know, insurance and taxes and such.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I didn't realize on the bottom of the statement, there was a check attached to it until just recently. And so I unfolded it and it was like, $2,200.
Nice.
I was like, oh, great. That was like a big surprise. So I went and cashed it at the issuing bank.
Uh-huh.
And then I had the money in my car. And then I'm like, oh, I really don't want to keep this in my car because if I lose it, so it breaks in my car, it's going to be all bad because it's cash.
Mm-hmm. So, no doubt.
Because driving home from work and then all of a sudden, getting gas and stuff and I'm all paranoid. I didn't even make a beeline to my bank ATM because my bank was already closed.
So yeah.
Like, well, I need to find my bank so I could deposit it. And I'm like looking around. I'm like, looking at me. Am I going to get robbed?
Well, if you're acting suspicious, maybe you will.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to deposit it and, I'm kind of paranoid because, you're supposed to be able to deposit a lot of money into a ATM, but it says you can deposit so many bills at a time. It's like, well, is this ATM going to miscount it? So I don't know. But I was like, well, I don't want to carry it because I don't want to lose it.
Okay, so what did you do?
Man. Well, I found an ATM.
Thank heavens.
Near my home. And I deposited it, but, I was like, I heard a lot of people saying, like, well, I don't know if it's going to miscount it and then not credit me. So I was like, oh, I'm just a working man. I work at a power plant, and I'm just,
yeah, that's a lot of money. You definitely don't want to take risks with it.
Yeah, it was a good surprise, though. It was like out of nowhere. It was like, oh, here's $2,200. I was like, whoa, definitely.
Well, $2,200 that you had already overpaid, though. So, yes, a nice surprise, but it was your money that you had already overpaid.
Yeah, helped school supplies, back to school shopping. It was great.
So, good. I'm glad to hear it. Well, I'm glad you found a bank. Thank you, Daniel.
Backpack and shoes and
that. Awesome. Pretty expensive backpack. Thanks, Daniel. 855-212-4227. All right, a couple of your posts on Facebook, and then we'll take a couple more calls here. Matthew says, I leave nothing in my car because I'm in San Francisco often. Thieves around here will bust out your window to take the spare change in your cup holder. Let's see. Steve says, I have my ring in my truck right now. I'm not sure if he means his wedding ring, but he says, I have my ring in my truck right now, about $2,500 value. Can't wear it when I work. Ooh, I don't know if I'd do that. I don't think I'd take the risk. I think I'd probably leave it at home. But I hopefully your truck is in a safe place and the ring is, I'm sure you didn't leave the ring within within a range of a window where someone could see it. Let's see. Scott says nothing. I have maybe a dollar in change and that's it. Yosef says, I love listening to your show from Baltimore. The most expensive item I left in my car was a Scotty Cameron Newport 2 custom golf putter. I left it there overnight. Luckily, the next morning it was still there. Whew, you ever had that feeling? Where you're like, where is that? And then you realize you left it in your car and you have, like, sometimes my wallet, I'll accidentally leave in my car after I've done a quick errand or something and I tuck it underneath the seat. I'm like, oh my gosh, where's my wallet? Let's talk to Chris, who's in Dallas. Chris, welcome to After Hours. Chris.
Yo, I'm here, my bad. Yeah, I mean, the most expensive thing I have in my car, which is not expensive at all, actually, is a necklace my mom gave me for my birthday. And it just says, it's just a scripture on it. So if anybody steals that, I would be heartbroken. So I kind of feel how Alex feels.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know that it's the expensive items that he cares as much about. He called some of the items irreplaceable because they were of personal value. And so that I can understand. If you're traveling a lot, you take a couple things with you that, you know, make you feel like you're at least have some connection to home.
Yeah, it just sucks that we're in a world now that where we have to worry about those things, because I've cashed an insurance check once. It was like $10,000, and I was sweating like the other guy, like, oh, my God, I got to cash it at this one bank.
Right.
Drive halfway across town and get it to another bank, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to be shot before I make it there. So,
oh, gosh.
It's scary to think about.
That is. I'm glad that did not happen. But I can empathize when I lead teams to Cuba. Cuba's a unique situation because you can't use a credit card there, nor can you take money out of a bank. And so you have to carry all of your money in. And I know for people who travel internationally, this is fairly common. You take all of the money in with you. And for a team of nine, we're talking about thousands of dollars to pay for lodging, to pay for food all week, to pay for transportation. And so I sweat bullets too. It's with me all the time, no matter where I am, that purse and that, you know, that packet of money is always with me. And I frequently have those moments where I'm like, where's my purse? And until I, you know, use all the money, until I pay for the lodging and pay for all our food, I'm constantly worried about whether or not that money is within reach and is within my vision. So I can understand.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. More power to you. I think I would just try to find a gift card and keep or something. But
no, you can't. It's impossible. I guess you've never traveled there. You can't. Oh, no, you can't use a. No. They can't process credit cards there, and they don't have banks. No banks that you could use, that you could get your own money out of. They don't. There's no connection to United States banking, so it's impossible.
I wouldn't know anything like that because my first trip out of the country will be this October the 2nd for my friend's birthday. So we're going to go to London. So I'll have my first experience being out of the United States, which is kind of scary, but I'm excited to go.
All right. Well, just be careful.
Will do. Thanks, Amy. Love your show.
All right. Thank you. Good to hear from you, Chris, in Dallas. 855-212-4227. I'll take your tweets, A-Law Radio. This comes from a Twitter account labeled Lug Nut. So I'm going to assume this has something to do with cars, right? This is awful. I have no idea what this means. I'm not good at acronyms. I might have about $15 worth of NOS cans in my car. What's an NOS can is that?
That would be an energy drink.
Oh, okay. NOS. What's it stand for? Do I not want to know?
It's like NOS is like a type of performance fuel for race cars, so they made it into like an energy drink.
Oh, I hope they did not use the same ingredients.
They might have. It kind of tastes like they did.
So it's not NOS, it's NOS?
NOS.
NOS. Okay. I don't do energy drinks. All right. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or also on our Facebook page. Some of your answers are pretty fascinating, so we'll get back to those. And your calls to what is the most expensive or sentimental item you have in your car right now? Also, do you feel more nervous? We're talking about A-Rod getting robbed.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
What is the most expensive or most sentimental item you have in your car right now? Something that you wouldn't want to lose. 855-212-4227. We're trying to have empathy for Alex Rodriguez. Some of you are not doing a very good job. You can also find us on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And while you're there, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So the posts are right on top of each other, and so you can find them easily. Our show Twitter is After Hours CBS. Let's talk to Josh, who's in Texas. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, so I kind of have a scary story. I went to an after party to celebrate a job accomplishment. We went to the bar, we Ubered home, and I found out that I left my car keys in my car, along with the car keys to my other car and my garage opener to my house.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. So, top it all off, I had to Uber home, Uber back to the car, and found out my car door was open the entire time. But luckily, everything worked out, and, you know, I got my car and went and brought my day, so I got lucky.
That does manage to freak you out, though, for a couple hours, doesn't it?
Yeah, like I didn't know whether to call the cops or call my friends to bring me back home, but, you know.
See, now everybody has moments like that where they wish they had made different decisions. I feel like people should have a little more empathy for A-Rod. Forget the fact that he's got $500,000 worth of stuff. The man's rich. He's entitled to spend his money on what he wants. But the idea that we might have things of sentimental value when we travel, that doesn't seem to be that crazy. I don't know. I mean, if you're never home and you're going from show to show and game to game, I feel like all of us would probably take some stuff with us that are important. Probably not leave the car keys in there, though.
In comparison, though, $500K to him is probably, what, $5 to us?
I mean, $5 can buy you a good lunch meal. Yes, I get what you're saying.
All right, Amy, I love your show. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Josh. Daniel's in Atlanta. Daniel, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Ms. Amy. The first thing I'd like to say is that it is an absolute pleasure to wake up to your show every morning.
Thank you, sir.
So recently, not currently, me and my wife celebrated 10 years anniversary, and I hid in my car her $3,500 upgraded wedding ring.
Woo!
That I had customly paid for her. And I've saved up over the 10 years in order to pay for it every year. And the sentimental thing that I had in my car that is now out was my grandfather's police officer's service pistol that they gave him for retirement, which was a Springfield 911 that was custom made for him.
Now, is that something that you took out of your car because you're worried about getting stolen or because you're not allowed to have it in your car?
Well, we're allowed to have it. It just forgot that it was in here because I had it in like a lockbox. I recently had moved and I just never really thought about it. I used to just get in my car to go to work, to go to the store and just come right back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my anniversary, of course, was last week. And when I went to grab the ring, I saw the lockbox. And I'm like, oh, crap. I definitely don't want this to be gone.
Yeah, just what you need to get stopped or to have someone see that. Even though it isn't a lockbox, I get it. Doesn't look like you're menacing, but still, that's not something you want to deal with.
Absolutely.
All right, Daniel. Well, happy anniversary to you. How did your wife like the ring?
She cried a lot.
Of course. That means she loved it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
855-212-4227. Let's see. Some of your posts on Facebook. Tyler says a $100 duck call. Is that what duck calls go for? $100 or is that a high-end duck call? That's not in my area of expertise, but still, $100 is $100. Let's see. This is from Trev. He says, all my fishing gear. I keep 5 poles all rigged with different setups and all the trimmings in my tackle backpack. Boy, if someone stole that stuff, you bet come hell or high water, I'm getting it back. You could leave a note for any potential thieves. Watch out. Paybacks are a B-I-T-C-H. Let's see. Jeremy says, when I was younger, I used to help a vendor run his business out of a minor league ballpark, and at any given point could possibly have $15,000 cash in my vehicle. It was nerve-wracking before I had to get to the bank to deposit. No doubt. That's the kind of money I wouldn't want to carry around. You just feel like people can tell that you're carrying money around. Because I work in New York City, I'm pretty careful walking the streets, even though you're never by yourself here ever if you're on main streets. But I'm pretty careful, and I do have the alarm and the mace in my purse that I carry around with me everywhere. But I always feel like my wallet just needs to remain relatively empty. So I don't carry a lot of cash anyway, but even when I have $30 or $40, I feel like if I get mugged, you know, pull it out of the wallet and be like, yo, just take it. It's everything I've got. This is it. There's not a whole lot. You can have it. Yeah, I just don't carry a lot of cash anyway, usually because if I have it, I'll spend it. Let's see. Brian says he has a couple of CDs, some pens, and a book. Could you imagine the thief's disappointment if he broke into that car? What about your radio, your audio equipment? Anybody? Remember how they used to have the faces that you could take off the radio so that it looked like it was just a square box there and you couldn't get the radio out? I don't know if people still carry expensive audio equipment in their car. Some cars have to be outfitted with pretty nice radios for sure. But I know a lot of people use their phones now. You can plug in with a phone or... You know what's in my car that's of sentimental value, honestly? My little orange iPod Nano. So I play music off of this little orange iPod Nano. It was a gift from my family probably 10 years ago. I love that thing. It's got thousands of songs on it, and it still runs. Every now and then, it gets cranky, and it locks up, and I get all nervous that my iPod Nano has just died. But it's, yeah, it's still my favorite piece of audio equipment. So I use that. My brother gets so mad at me. Why don't you just put your music on your phone? Well, because all my music is on this iPod. Well, that thing's old. It's so much easier on your phone. And he gets so mad because I refuse to transfer all my music. Also, I was thinking about the guy who said on Facebook that he had a ring in his truck. His first and last name are both up on Facebook. Let's hope none of his friends are hanging out. His friends, quote unquote, are hanging out looking at Facebook and looking what he's posting. Anybody who maybe doesn't have his best interest at heart. I remember when I went to buy my car, I have had almost always in my life had hand-me-downs. Two times I've bought a car now. So I bought the Subaru that I'm in now, but neither time have they been brand new. I did have a Saturn Ion that I drove for 10 years and 300,000 miles. Dixie was her name. And she was really special to me. But she was always worth more to me than she would have been worth to anybody else. So I know in big cities, it's, at least for me, it's not a smart idea to have a new car or even a shiny, fancy, good-looking car because I feel like you make yourself a target. So I just, plus, parallel parking, as good as I am at it, there are a lot of people in this city and in big cities around the country that are not so good at it. So you'll come out of work one morning and, oh, where did that dent come from? I'm trying to think, how many times have I been hit or sideswiped since I moved to New York? I've been here 7 years. In the New York Metro, I've been hit at least 5 times. So another reason why you don't want to have a new car or a nice car. I remember when Bart Scott was working on CBS Sports Radio. Now he works for our New York affiliate, WFAN. But he was talking about how he bought, I'm pretty sure it was a Ferrari. And he was talking about how beautiful it was. Maybe he leased it. But he was talking about it, how beautiful it was, how shiny, how proud he was of it. And he'd parked it out front on a main street in New York City. No, no, absolutely not. There are too many people here that do not have altruistic motives. And I don't mean to single out New York. It's just in a city where the metro is 10 million people, there are going to be people who are looking to make rich cars their target. And hopefully they think rich people drive them. Absolutely not. I'd rather drive some old beater if I'm going to get hit and people are looking to steal things out of it. I think I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again really quickly. This is the kind of crap that happens in big cities. I was sitting in my car one night. I was probably gathering my stuff together. And so I was parked right out in front of our building. And all of a sudden, this kid is coming up from the, there's a group of kids coming up from the right side. So they're coming across the street. I was parked on the left side of the road. They're coming across the street. This kid gets a running start and thinks he's the freaking Dukes of Hazzard. Slides across the hood of my car and down the other side. I was sitting in the car. So I didn't stop to think about the fact that it might not be a good idea to get out and confront this group of kids. It looked like a group of college kids. Anyway, I got out. They, as soon as they saw me, they started running. Oh, no, I followed them around the corner. I was so ticked off. I couldn't believe it. But that's the kind of crap that happens. And I was sitting in the car, for heaven's sakes. And so in big cities, I feel like Alex Rodriguez in San Francisco. And it's not his fault. I'm not saying he's to blame, but just, man, you got to be careful in big cities because there's just more people who are looking to take advantage of people who aren't making smart decisions. Rob says on Twitter, A-Law Radio, you mentioned radio. I had a stereo, my class ring, and my dad's dog tags. Oh, no. Stolen from my car on a visit back home to Virginia. I didn't care about the stereo, but you can't replace dog tags in a class ring. Oh, no, that hurts my heart. You are right. Yeah, that's painful. That's the kind of stuff that I presume that A-Rod is talking about when he says irreplaceable items of sentimental value. I mean, what if they were items from his kids, you know, from his daughters, pictures maybe? You could at least understand why he'd be traveling with photos or with a couple items from his kids that made him feel like, you know, he wasn't so far away from them. He clearly loves his daughters, obviously loves J-Lo. I mean, I know they're both famous and have a lot of money, but I mean, they both got hearts too, right? So maybe it's something that Jennifer Lopez gave him for his birthday. Just let's maybe have a little compassion. Just a little. I feel like Brian has no compassion whatsoever right now. He just keeps shaking his head. You're a dummy, A-Rod. I can see it going right through his brain. All right, we're halfway through our hump show. What's the most expensive or sentimental item you have in your car right now? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.